Welcome to our exclusive instalment before the All Fired Up show coming to the Glasshouse. It is I, Strawny speaking, and we are catching up with Beck Washington from the Glasshouse to talk a little bit about this show that's coming to town in April, and we're really looking forward to it. Beck, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you have seen this show in Queensland. Was it last year?
Last year I saw it. Yep. Absolutely.
And it was, and you were very impressed by it. So it is now here at the Glasshouse. It's been touring the country for a couple of years now. And tell us a little bit about the show, All Fired Up.
Okay. Look, it is a fabulous show and it has been, touring the country for a couple of years. So it's kind of a little hard one to explain, but at its premise, it's basically a musical. So it's not a tribute show. It's a musical. It's a play. It's a story. There's character development. There's dialogue. But it's all backed up by a banging 80s soundtrack. 14 hits from the 80s that get played throughout the show. So it kind of tells the story about a character who's known as Tammy Tooth. Mm-hmm. And she's in the midst of a midlife crisis. So she's lost her job. She's lost her husband. And now she's losing her mind.
Oh, dearie me.
Preach,
girl.
Absolutely. Right. So then there's this, quirk of fate, and she travels back in time to 1987 where she comes face to face with her 15-year-old self in her teenage bedroom. And that's where it all kicks off. So she starts singing and dancing and talking to her 15-year-old self, who, by the way, is horrified at how badly she's aged and is constantly going, "What have you done to us?" Which is really quite funny. And then they start to chit-chat and they talk about, well, hang on, what were my passions when I was 15? What motivated me? Yeah. What did I love? I love music. I love the radio. I loved making mixtapes, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I love my double cassette red player, those fun things. So there's all these really great 80s references in there. So people will honestly laugh out loud when they get to see that. There's lots of dancing and singing as well as script. And then, of course, Tammy goes back to the future and decides that she's going to have a whole new zest for life, and she's going to become an 80s dance aerobics instructor. So kicks off another story arc there, and then
that
there's more songs.
Unbelievable.
It's really, really good. It's fun. It's feel good. It taps into nostalgia.
Yeah.
The 80s references are just going to bring so much joy to people who grew up in that time. And you're just going to leave the theatre feeling really, really good about everything.
Yeah, I think I've definitely, I've seen shows here, I've seen shows in London. I do enjoy going to the theatre. And I think that if you could bottle that feeling of when you walk out of a show and it's like, you walk out onto the street and you go like, wow, that was an experience. That was a whole lot of fun.
And yeah, absolutely. And if it stays with you for a few days, that's, it's had an impact. So
absolutely. Yeah for sure. Now, I guess with this is unlike me personally, this is unlike any show I've seen come to the Glasshouse with, there is crowd participation in this, but not just willy-nilly crowd participation. This is really good stuff. Tell the guys about that.
Yeah, certainly. So what happens is for people that are really maybe a bit extroverted or they love a bit of fun, they're happy to get out there and sort of showcase their talents, we have a workshop that we're running with the artists of the show at the Glasshouse, and it occurs the day before. So the evening before, about 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., 30 lucky people can come along, got to register to participate.
Yep.
They come along and they do a aerobics dance class workshop with the stars of the show. It's all in fun.
Yep.
You learn some fun basic choreography. You can totally break out the leg warmers and your Choose Life t-shirt if you want to. Just depends how invested you want to be. You learn the choreography and then you come along to the show the next day, the next evening, and you sit in the theatre. You're strategically placed around the theatre, and then towards the end of the show, in the final few songs, you get invited up on stage by the band, by the artists, and you get to rock it out and dance and have a great time.
That's so funny that you should say that about the Choose Life t-shirt, because a friend of mine actually has that,
and he
wore it to a party the other night.
Yeah, I love it. I'd just love to get my hands on one as well.
Oh,
so,
they're worth their weight in gold.
I know,
t-shirts.
Exactly.
I think there was another one that said "Life Be In It." I believe.
Yeah.
That's the one. Very good. Okay, so maybe I'm thinking Girls' night, I'm thinking, get your friends together that you potentially haven't seen for a while. Get everyone together. Mm-hmm. 80s music.
80s music. A few cocktails beforehand. Mm. Get in the theatre. Have a great time.
Absolutely. And no doubt having awesome 80s Friday on from Triple M here, of course, throughout the day to get you in the mood. Now, also, some great exclusive experiences for people who, purchase a ticket to the show. Maybe the crowd participation thing isn't really their cup of tea. Tell us a little bit about this, Beck.
Yeah, so what we've got also attached to the show is a free pre-show function. So we've never really done these before. We're going to test a few out this year, but this one's really exciting. So you come along about an hour and a half before the show. There's an exclusive VIP space in another part of the building, and you get to go there with whoever you booked to come along with.
Yep.
And you get complimentary drinks. You get cheese, fruit, nut platters. You get this cool space to hang out in and mingle with other people who are, you know, excited to go see the show, have a chit chat, maybe meet some new people, and then go downstairs, go into the theatre and watch the presentation.
Awesome. Yeah. 80s music fans even.
Absolutely.
You know, talking about your own previous mixtapes, dare I say.
Exactly,
Very good. So what's the best way for, because I mean, there's lots of different components here, but this is just screaming to me like girls night out. Whichever way you're inclined, whether you're a, you know, extrovert that wants to throw on the old,
leotard and leg warmers, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, or if it's just, you want to get the girls together, go see a great show, go have a few drinks beforehand, some cheese, all of that. Oh, push hard three copies, get into that. Is it go down to the box office, get all booked in?
Ben? Yeah, you can go down to the box office, you can jump online, or you can obviously call the box office as well. So all the information's on the website, so that's best place to start and go from there.
Absolutely. Guys, the show is called All Fired Up. It's an 80s mixtape musical, and I am looking forward to it. It's coming to the Glass House in Port Macquarie. Maybe I might get my girls together, Beck, and come down there. Seriously, guys, this is going to be a great show. So, ladies, if you are listening, get in contact with the Glass House. Grab your tickets today and obviously register for these other parts of the show that are just unreal, Beck. And I'm really looking forward to hearing how this new, I guess, pre-show party, if you will, starts to go.
Absolutely. Yep. We think it's going to be a real success, but there's only 100 places, so you've got to get in really, really quick.
Yes, that's right. Tickets are selling fast, folks. All fired up. It's coming to the Glass House, April 13. Get your tickets today. Thanks for coming in, Beck.
Thanks for having me.